Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Humpy Dump Day edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. Yep, it's April 1st, 2015. All of the best technology news that we could come up with in around 5 minutes. Well, it has to be said, a lot of people were very, very depressed when XP went away. Well, those depressed people, get ready to be rejoicing pretty soon because XP is coming back! Yay! Microsoft has announced today that yes, indeed, XP is going to be making it back on the store shelves. Apparently, with such high demand from the public, Microsoft just simply could not say no any longer. The product will officially be relaunched in the U.S. starting tomorrow, and it'll be on sale starting at Best Buy as an exclusive distributor for only $2.99. Yeah, that's right. It's only going to be released on a DVD. There's not going to be any official download, so you're going to have to go and actually buy the physical optical disc of XP once again. See, I told you this operating system will never die, and it just won't. Yes, so we've heard that coming in June, or at least going to be announced at the WWDC conference, is the new Apple TV. It's all its new bells and whistles. However, though, it seems that we were misled, but probably in a good way. The Apple TV is actually going to be the real Apple TV. Yes, the one we've been talking about for years now is finally going to see the light of day on June 18th. Yes, that's apparently when it's going to be released. When questioned to Tim Cook why it's going to be released so soon and actually on June 18th, Tim Cook said that's because it's Paul McCartney's birthday and he feels it's the perfect day to launch the Apple TV. The real TV. It's going to be available only in two sizes, mind you. A 23-inch model, which is going to retail for $1,299, and a 59-inch model, which is going to be $2,199. As with any Apple product, don't expect it to come with much. It's going to come with the box, of course, the TV inside, but cables such as the power cable and to plug everything else in will be sold separately. But hey, at least we can finally cross this rumor off our list. Facebook is ready to get a little piece of the OS ecosystem. Seems they're taking a step from Google. Facebook is going to build its own operating system, similar, they're saying, to Chrome OS. According to Mark Zuckerberg, this thing has been in the planning stages for some time, but they feel now is the right time to actually let it shine in the light of day. Beta versions will be coming out later today for you to download via the Facebook website at facebook.com. You'll just scroll to the bottom. It'll say Facebook OS Beta, and you'll download that. And then you'll be able to try it out on your PC. Mark Zuckerberg said they're also going to be bringing it to the mobile platform as well, saying that if you're not happy with your Android operating system or even your Apple operating system, you will be able to overwrite what is already on the handset and install Facebook OS right there and then. Seems with the Sony hack last year, Sony wants to take extreme measures for it to never ever happen again. So it was announced today that future Sony products will no longer have any internet connectivity whatsoever. That's right, no integrated Wi-Fi, no Ethernet port, nothing. Bluetooth connectivity, it's all gone. Sony's saying that it's not only beneficial for them to protect their business, but it's also in the benefit of the consumer to be protected as well. Sony's president actually went on to say that we are trying to go back to the days when Sony was great and before the internet was actually invented. Sony is promising that once they do move all the internet connectivity from all of their products, it will be the safest product that you can buy for your family security on the market. We'll see, we'll see. Chances are, if you're a hacker, you'll find a way to do it with or without internet. And finally, seems that every company wants to get into the self-driving car business now. You got Google doing it, you got Apple doing it. Well, who else is left? How about Lego? Yes, Lego, the brick company. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Lego is set to unveil later today its new self-driving car. Although not completely self-driving, it will actually have an action Lego figure in the front driving seat that does all the driving, while you and people in the backseat will just get to enjoy the ride. LEGO is saying they want to take a more personal approach in the self-driving car business, hence that's why the LEGO guy is in the front seat doing all the work. They're saying that with somebody actually physically in the car actually doing the driving, it gives the human being a much more safe driving experience as if no one was actually in the driver's seat. There is a little bit of a catch to this, though. Once LEGO starts actually shipping their new cars, you're going to have to put them together. No, it's going to be just like a LEGO product. I'm not kidding. It will be shipped in a small crate with exactly 1,280,000 pieces for you to put together. That includes the motor, the wheels, all of the above, even the LEGO guy you got to put together. And the car will run completely off solar power. I don't know about you, I've had pretty good luck with all my LEGO cars from when I was growing up. You know, the little small LEGO cars. I can't see where this is actually a bad idea. Sign me up. If you've got a story and no one else is going to listen, you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. You can find our website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Now, don't forget, this will be our last show for this week as we'll be observing the Holy Week holiday with Good Friday coming up on Friday, of course, and of course, Easter Sunday. So we won't be back until Monday of next week, taking a little bit of a break. I do hope all of you have a wonderful Wednesday. I hope you have a blessed Holy Week, a blessed Easter that's coming upon us. And as always, I just want to say thank you for always taking the time to download and listen to the show.